Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board of Thursday, April 28, 2016, at 6:30 p.m. I'd like to ask anyone who has a cell phone or other electronic equipment that makes noise if you could put it into the silent mode or shut them off so that they do not disturb the meeting. We have been properly noticed for the correct number of places for the correct amount of time to be noticed and posted for the Nevada Open Meeting Law, and we are in conformance with that. With that, I'd like to ask you all to rise and join me in a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our next item is the approval of the draft. I'm sorry, I skipped around here. Our next item is the introduction of the board members. To my right is Russell Collins, Jocelyn Torres, Danielle Wallister. My name is Mike Dias, and our secretary is Jill Leva. Tonight we also have Chris Dew, who is the liaison for Marilyn Kirkpatrick, and Rob for Title 30. Questions that we may have, we appreciate you being here. Next item is the approval of tonight's agenda. For everybody in the audience, items number 5, 6, and 7, which have been on our agenda, all for Crown Mayfair, TM 174-15, VS 641-15, and WS 640-15 has been requested to be held by their attorney until the next town board meeting of June 2nd, 2016, and the next Board of County Commission meeting for June 22nd, 16. So there will be no action tonight on those three items. With that, I make a motion for approval as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None, thank you. Our next item is the approval of the draft minutes of April 14th, 2016.
Make a motion to approve and dispense with the reading.
We have a motion to approve and dispense with the reading. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None, thank you. Our next item is the Town Advisory Board members' discussion items. Anyone have anything to discuss? Yes, sir.
Chris. I have a concern for construction on the west side of land just south of Lafayette Boulevard.
Them if they had any comments.
The various constructions, especially the one that's south of is leaving the road really choppy. And we just had that road repaired not too long ago. I'm hoping that's just a temporary cap they placed on it. But my concern is I've seen those temporary caps come into permanent asphalt caps, and it really affects travel in the southbound and the westernmost lane. On land, south of Lafayette Boulevard, north of Cary.
We'll follow up on that.
Thank you, sir.
Any others? No? I was amiss at not introducing Tamara Williams, our liaison for Commissioner June Kiliani, also. Either if you have any comments, anything you need to bring up?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you. Our next item then is comments by the general public. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about the items on the agenda. If you wish to speak to the town board about items within its jurisdiction but do not appear on the agenda, you must wait until the comments at the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Does anyone have any comments they would like to make at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to our planning and zoning items again then. And for the people who just came in late, if you're here for the last three items, Crown Mayfair, that item is not going to be heard tonight. So you don't have to be here if that's the item you're coming for. Our next item then is our planning and zoning agenda. The following items would be heard by the Planning Commission on 5/17/16. Our first one is UC 2010-16, Sergio Orlando. This is a use permit to allow tire sales and installation in a C2 zone, allow overhead doors to face a public right-of-way without being screened by landscaping or a building, and a design review for a proposed vehicle maintenance and tire sales and installation facility in conjunction with an existing commercial building on 1.3 acres in a C2 zone, generally located on the south side of Monroe Avenue and the east side of Nellis Boulevard. Do we have an applicant here regarding this item? Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Okay.
Come to the front?
Yes. Yeah. You can set up. I should have mentioned for this for this applicant and all the other applicants that when I read it, you're welcome to come up. You need to state your name and address for the record, please.
Sure. My name is Jose Arevalo, consulting 89103. The address is 400 South 4th Street.
Thank you.
In Las Vegas, I make copies of the plans.
Okay. What we do first is we have the applicant make their presentation, then we have questions from the board and from the audience. Please direct all your comments to the board. And if you're here on any particular item, if there's a number of you, please don't try to repeat anything that somebody's already said. We hear the first time, but we do welcome everyone to participate and make their suggestions or recommendations. Yes, sir.
All right. I'm here representing the owner of the property, Mr. Sergio Arellano. We would like to apply for a special use permit to be able to, as you read, to be able to use the property as a tire shop and an auto repair facility. The building's been there since 1966 and it has been continuously being used as an auto repair facility. But the new tenant he has would like to be able to sell and install tires. We are also applying for a waiver of development standards because since the building is so old, it faces the overhead door faces the right of way to the north on Monroe Avenue. And we have to put that in the application as well. And what we're doing is we're not doing any structural changes to the building, but we add an extra paved parking lot to the east of the property to be able to accommodate the business. I think it's been a problem before with that the space was not enough for the parking in the property, and now the owner is extending the paved area so we can accommodate more parking on the property, and he's also willing to add some landscaping to the side, to the east side of the property and to the north.
Okay, that's it?
That's it.
Okay, do we have any neighbors here regarding this item? Seeing none, we'll turn it over to the board. Questions?
This applicant has had 28 complaints initiated against the subject property for various zoning and complaint violations. Significant number of those complaints were made by me.
Okay.
And notice that we have FERC's extension of time to review a food cart and waiver of conditions to amend limited hours of operation, both denied by the PC back in July 2013. The applicant continues to have the food cart on its site. PRO code enforcement has refused to cite the applicant since 3 years ago. I don't see any specific problem with the application as requested in the design review and the waiver. But I find it concerning that the applicant continues to not comply with permits, the non-issue of permits from 3 years ago.
The problem that the owner had before, when he's here right now, he was sick for 5 years, and you had people running the property or the tenants or whoever he was leasing them to. And now he's back in town and he's trying to take control of the situation. He took care, I think, of all the problems that they had before with environmental, and there were some other issues too, I think with the zoning, and he's taking care of all that now, and he's trying to make the building or the property look better. I don't know if they still have the food cart there or?
They're the night.
Yeah, they were denied, but I don't know.
No, it's there tonight.
Oh, it's overnight.
It's there right now.
Oh, it's there right now. See, we can ask the owner here. I have no idea what's going on there. But they don't have any permit to be there.
Sir, can you address the board on what your plans are for that cart, that food cart that's on your property, to address the gentleman's concerns and questions?
Okay, he says that he's going to have them move away from the property until they get, they're supposed to be applying for permits. I don't know, I'm not working with them, so I have no idea what's going on there. But he said he's going to have them remove the cart today to comply with the situation, whatever's going on there.
Well, sir, I can tell you the history of this food cart is long and disappointing to this board and to the whole county, because that food cart, and with the owner, because he's the applicant on it,
correct,
has not been there. I mean, should not be in there. It's being thrown in the face of everyone at this point that the owner of that food cart and whoever was running that place has no concern or appreciation for the law and what the county rules are. And to have it, to say you're going to apply for another application so that you can continue to have it there, I think is a waste of money for the application. One, because it's been turned down because of all of the problems that have been having and the non-compliance. And that would come up again at that point, and it would be quite negative.
And it will be before you have to even try to apply for another permit.
Well, sir, I think for one, as one board member, I rest can speak their own mind too, but I would like the owner's word right now that the food cart will be immediately removed and not ever be put back onto the property before we react to this current application. Okay, tonight, but I'm saying in the future. So you're telling this board tonight, on the record, that you will have that food cart removed tonight and it will not reappear on your property?
Yes.
Okay. Other questions from the board?
As for his other uses, I find them completely appropriate to the site. The addition of the, I can't remember the name of the shop. That he's put in the corner
It's a
nice enhancement.
Yeah, it's a health and vitamin store. Yeah, on the little corner here.
Sure, I'm not sure what it has to do with tires, but it's working for you.
He's doing really good there, actually.
Survival of the fittest. The improvements to the parking lot will be a definite enhancement because that part, the pavement on that area is just fairly held together. It's kind of more like a gravel parking lot than an asphalt. So I can support this application with the applicant's word that he will comply with.
If I could just ask clarification also, Rob. For the design review, it says for a proposed vehicle maintenance and tire sales, where the use permit is just for the tire sales and installation.
So it's C2. You can do vehicle maintenance. There's conditional uses for vehicle maintenance, one being the doors not facing a street. It has to have a separation from existing residential. They meet all of that, so they don't need a use permit for vehicle maintenance. It's conditional, and through the use permit directly above, it's being addressed. So when he pulls a business license, we have no issue with vehicle maintenance in the C2 zone.
And that would be extremely limited type maintenance to it, right? That
wouldn't
be engine rebuilding or transmission.
Like recalling an engine or full on repair.
Just minor repairs.
It's just oil changes and brakes and whatever is related to the tire. they're not overhauling any engines or anything like that. I don't think it's even permitted for major auto repair there, right? It's just
well, that's the clarification I was requesting.
Now, and it would auto not. Repair would require a use permit, but auto maintenance doesn't require the use permit.
Well, that's
auto maintenance is the correct
minor. Okay. And also you're saying on the record that the landscaping will be installed per your plan
correct.
When?
As soon as the application is approved. I think they give you a certain amount of, what is it, 2 months, 3 months?
And I have to keep moving on that because once this gets approved and you pull your business license will check that okay. if there's any zoning requirements. Yes, so at that time.
Okay. And you're comfortable with the amount of landscaping they're putting over there that it shouldn't be more towards their existing driveway?
Yeah, it's not technically everywhere on the north property line and on that west property line, but it's they have nothing right now. So it showed nice tree spacing, and I believe it was 6 foot.
Yeah.
Planter inside the apartment. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's already working on getting the property paid. He owns that property and the property next to the east. So his plan is to like get everything taken care of now. You know, it's gonna go on stages up to whatever he put on the plans. And then after that, he'll continue fixing the, there's a lot of dirt there.
Any other questions?
I have a comment.
Yes, sir.
Does it comply with the signage ordinances? It looks like it's got a lot of signs on it.
Technically, it doesn't, but if he was applying for a zone change or it was something like that requires a use permit across the board, we don't bring the whole site into compliance. So, I mean, technically, there is some signage there that could be over current code.
So, I have a question. What's the current use of that? Is it in use right now?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What's the current use?
It's an auto maintenance facility. It's been like that since 1966.
Yeah, I drive by it every day, and I know the food cart's still there, but I was just wondering, so when you convert this over for the tires, I was just wondering, there's no code changes or anything as far as occupancy at that point, right? It's pretty much the same occupancy.
Right, and for this type of application, it's not a zone change. So, I mean, they have dustpan driveways, they don't have parking lot landscaping. It mentioned that it could be over signage, so we right. don't have, per this request, bringing the whole site into compliance.
No, but they have to be in compliance for their business.
Yes, they do. Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? I'm going to make a motion for approval, subject to all staff's recommendations and with the applicant's agreement that the food cart will be removed today and not ever installed back on the property. Sufficient?
Sufficient.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None? Thank you very much for coming in. To this applicant and all of the other applicants, please make sure you go to your meetings as scheduled to the Planning Commission, and I don't think there's any for the BCC now.
Thank you.
Because this is not final action on any item tonight. So if you're here for or against an item, please make sure you go to the next meeting as scheduled. Our next item will be heard by the Planning Commission on 5-17-16, UC 217-16, James Turner. A use permit for the following: to increase the area of an existing accessory building to 1,421 square feet, where an accessory building with a maximum of 914 and a half square feet is permitted.
Can we just take over?
Yeah,
okay.
No, that's fine.
Oh, that's all.
I'll get it.
Increase the cumulative area of all existing accessory buildings to 2,521 square feet, where a maximum cumulative area of 1,829 square feet is permitted. Allow wood panel accessory building, where accessory structures must be architecturally compatible with the principal building. Waive applicable design standards per table 30.56 for roof pitch for accessory buildings, with waivers of the development standards for the following: to reduce the side setback to 0 feet for an accessory structure, shed and shade, where 5 feet is the standard, to reduce the separation between structures to 0.5 feet, where 6 feet is the standard. And apparently we do have an applicant here. Yes, sir. Your name and address of the record, please.
Michael Mitchell, 1802 Castleberry Lane, the address of the property. Okay. Here on behalf of James Turner. Let's start with increased area of the accessory building, the large garage in the pictures. I'm sorry, the pictures are here for anyone who wants to see them.
Sorry, you know we're supposed to put
the brick garage structure was built about 20 years ago, and the wooden small garage that was built about 50 years ago. The wall was built several years ago with permits. Had no issue with the building or the distance between the building and the 50-year-old wooden structure at that point. So we were asking for a waiver on the distance there. The metal shed, or the metal roof was put on, and we have to ask for a waiver on the distance between the metal and the corner to the masonry building, the masonry garage.
The horse shed.
The horse shed, or shade, sorry.
That's that one.
The metal gets very close to the,
Yeah, it's been there since the house was built back in the 50s.
And as far as it not matching, while it is stone and not, or brick and not wood, we did do a color that is matching up the existing.
We have a point of order, we need your name.
I'm sorry, oh, Mr. Sorry. Mitchell, I'm sorry.
His mom. Sorry, my mom is Jim's wife.
Yes.
Okay. Apologize.
1802 Casper.
Okay, you're welcome to make comment.
Sorry.
We needed to get that little bit of administrative.
Yeah.
So you're saying all of these structures are existing?
They have been for a long time. We thought this building had been permitted by the contractor who built it 20-some years ago. We are finding out now that it was not permitted, so we're doing the backup and going through and doing what has to be done. These have been here since the house was originally built in the 50s. This is just a metal shade structure for the horses.
So it seems like this is a result of a Clark County Public Response Office complaint submitted sometime in 2015.
Which I have no idea what that means.
Well, I mean, somebody complained about having a violation for accessory buildings constructed without land use approval and building permits that is pending the outcome of this application.
Which I think it's this building you were talking about, when Mr. Easton, the code enforcement, when I first talked to him, he said he wasn't going to waive the problems with the older buildings. He wasn't going to, but it's come back into play again. I think it's because we have to ask for a bigger footprint for the accessory buildings, so that have play, I'm assuming.
What are you, have you recently added any structures?
No.
No.
Not in 20 years. Are you planning to add any structures?
No.
Okay. Do we have any neighbors here regarding this item? Seeing none. It's unusual that you'd have CC Pro with a write-up without some violation of current construction or something along those lines. And we don't have anyone from Pro here to tell us why, but.
We don't have landscaping pictures because the horse eats it, so.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
Now, are you aware that staff's recommending approval?
I have no idea.
Okay. I'm equally surprised. For the age of these things and the configuration, I mean, you're not attempting to use this for any sort of commercial enterprise, are you?
No.
Looks like you have a lot of toys in your garage.
That is correct.
Motorcycle and Jeep.
Some hunting trophies and...
I move to follow staff's recommendation if there's no further comments.
Yeah, my guess is that the neighbor probably got disapproved for something similar, maybe a complaint.
Possibly.
There was one on the board not too long ago.
Sheep or something, or lamb or...
And normally having the zero setback would be an absolute no.
Goats. It was the goats one that he got declined, I think.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor for approval, subject to all staff's recommendations. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None. Thank you for coming in. Again, here, take all your stuff.
Thank you.
Please make sure you go to your next meeting. Correct.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Our next item will be heard also by the Planning Commission on 5/17/16, WS 204-16. Thomas De La Luz. This is a waiver of development standards to reduce a portion of the front setback to 16 feet, where 20 feet is the minimum for a proposed addition to an existing single-family residence on 0.1 acres in an R1 zone, generally located on the north side of Cloverdale Avenue, 375 feet of Avondale Avenue. Do we have an applicant here?
He's here, but...
Good evening.
He's waiting for the architect.
Okay. Would you like if we just trail this to the end of the agenda and we'll go on with the next applicant at this point?
I don't know. He called me maybe a few minutes. He told me he has an emergency. He can be here
so
now.
Maybe he's coming later.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know yet.
Okay. Well, we have one more item in front of you. Would you like us to hold you until the next item, or would you rather go ahead now, or?
No, you can go on and we wait, you know, if he shows up.
So okay. What we'll do then is we'll put this on to the hold until after the next item.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Our next item will be then heard by the Planning Commission on 5/17/16, WS 220-16, McDonald's Corporation. This is a waiver of development standards to reduce parking to 43 spaces where 47 spaces are required for an existing restaurant, convenience store, and gasoline station, with a design review for the reconfiguration of the parking lot and drive-through service for an existing McDonald's fast food restaurant, convenience store, and gasoline station on 1.4 acres in a C2 zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Lake Mead Boulevard and Hollywood Boulevard. Good evening.
Hi, I'm Kerry Shahan, the architect for the project. 6471 Spice Butter Rum Street, North Las Vegas, Nevada. And so what we're proposing here is to make some improvements to the existing drive-through, instead of one lane, to do what we call side-by-side, where it will allow for two order points. And by doing that, it definitely would improve the efficiency of the drive-through. And we are requesting, you all know where this is at, right?
Yes.
Hollywood and Lake Mead Boulevard. We'll be making a few modifications in order to make this happen, and that would include moving this trash enclosure, and then we're asking for a reduction of parking because of to allow us to move into this area. So if you have any questions.
Okay, do we have any neighbors here regarding this item? Seeing none, open it up to the board.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with this. Back east, I was actually the architect for Western Pennsylvania region for McDonald's. So I know what they do. You're losing what, a net total of four spaces overall, is what the backup says?
Yeah.
And